That's
Blog
all that.
Talk Radio.
Two things are true about students in urban American public schools. There are some students who do well and go on in life to become productive citizens, while there is a secondary population of students who go on to live lives that aren't so socially acceptable. While this secondary population of students, some 18% in Nashville, Davidson County, exhibit a number of behavioral issues and face extradition, it's no wonder why those students struggle to succeed academically. If they can't follow the simple rules of order, how are they expected to be focused enough to learn? I'm Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, and I have recognized the needs of this population continually being unmet despite the best efforts of many dedicated educators over the years. As a result, my experience as a former special education teacher, youth counselor, and candidate for local and state offices, I've developed a school model to help address this troubled population. Dockery Christian Academy is a private, non-denominational Christian school whose primary focus is engaging parents as partners with educators and teachers in order to develop pro-social character for student learners. I'd love to share more information with you about this innovative education model. So please connect with me at www.dockeryacademy.org. That's D-O-C-K-E-R-Y, academy.org. Connect with us on Facebook at Dockery Christian Academy, or use the hashtag at 2020DCA. Thank you. I look forward to engaging you. Together we can make a difference for all of our children.
You're much more than the struggles that you go through. You're not defined by your pain, so let it go. You're not a victim.
Well, hello and welcome again to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful for each and every one of you who are joining us right now. We encourage you to give us a call here, 657-383-0944. Facebook friends, join us. We're live now. But this time, we're airing from 3900 Gibson Avenue, which is right at the Preston Taylor Park. And we're here because Pastor Ricky Wong, our co-host, he has a basketball camp. And basically what he's doing is reaching out to young folk here at this camp, and he's providing them great opportunities, particularly to learn certain skill sets, such as basketball. And we're here and sponsoring him, the Dr. LLC, today, and we're happy to have you join us here. Feel free to give us a call, 657-383-0944. We got some gentlemen out here. We've got some good brothers out here today, and hope we'll get them to just show their face in and say hello to us. But good men that are all interested in one thing, and that is salvation of our young people, and seeing it to it that they grow and go to the top. That's really what it's all about. If we can't do anything else, we ought to be all about that. So give us a call here, 657-383-0944. We're live right here at the third annual, and it's sponsored by New Way Outreach Ministries, Pastor Ricky Waller. We're going to see if we can get him over here to holler at us just for a second. Got a couple of good gentlemen out here that are very prominent in the national Tennessee area that are doing great things. We want to give them a shout-out as well and say hello to them. But, again, you're listening to Talk Straight, and we're on at special time from 6 p.m. to about 7:30 as we celebrate support and encourage this gallant effort, the third annual basketball clinic right here in Nashville, Tennessee at 3900 Clifton Avenue, a.k.a. Preston Taylor Park. All right, it's going on. It's going on. We've got behind us, we have basketball, field set basketball. And you all know that's a disciplinary thing, don't you? That's an excellent way to discipline young people to be focused, right? Using those psychomotor skills. So we certainly encourage that. We certainly encourage that. Grateful for yet another opportunity to come here this year. Yeah. And so we have a couple of people that have been working with the camp beforehand, and we certainly have some ideas there, and we want to recognize them. When you get a chance, get Pastor Baldwin. He's busy. Now, when you all hear him on the air, and sometimes he's not all, come here, lady. Sometimes he's not always able to, come on down. This is Pastor Wallace's daughter right here that he's always telling us about. Hello. Say hello. we're online with Talk Straight. Thank you. And, he's always out busy in this area that concentrating effort. So we certainly encourage him to continue doing that. And it's on the way. You know his story. Kendrick in his book entitled Gil High and the Flip Side, where he described how he had a life that was upside down. He had trouble with him. He had to find himself. But thanks be to God, he was able to find himself. He was able to turn things around. Today, what he's trying to do is save this man and his work that he just said. We encourage that to uplift him in that effort. Give us a call here, 657-383-0944. We'd love to entertain your question and or comment and have you be a part of our dialogue here on Talk Straight. So we're grateful for each and every one of you, again, that will follow us, that will watch us here, and that will keep up with us on the live stream here. As soon as we get a chance, we'll get them over here and we'll chit-chat with them, kind of things up a little bit, if you will. But meantime, we'll just stay here and we'll entertain the conversation here. So one of the things that is happening now is that many places, children are back in school. And their challenges to them. Some are concerned about the overall health, safety of everyone. But I'll tell you, friends, it's vitally important that whatever we have to do, we have to get our children back to normal. Okay? But what we don't want is for them to suffer. Even if grown folks can't get themselves together, we don't want it to work. The children should suffer. So we certainly want to encourage us to do that. Wherever you are, whatever city you're in, whatever situation is, let's do what's best for children. I want to lift up the hands of parents and pray with and for them that they're able to see that that died for their children. And they're able to give the support that is necessary in these challenging times. So that's really where it is. That's really where it is. So we got a kind of loose show today because we're out here live. So we got some music in the background, and that's all right. That's all right. And they're playing football over there in the background. So we got to run through and everything else. So I might even learn a little something. Who knows? But Facebook friends and regular listeners for Talk Straight here, we appreciate you. We encourage you to join us here. It's somewhat of an open mic session because we're live out here, and whenever things come to us, we'll let it go. We'll let it do what it does. Okay? That's how we're going to look at it. And we're going to keep the hope that we can get a hold of the group over there right now with the rest of the participants in the show. We've got some beautiful babies out here that are joining us and some folks that love what they do. All right. listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Ruben Dr. You're on live again at the third annual Basketball Clinic, sponsored by New Way Outreach Ministry, where Pastor Ricky Waller is the chief executive there, and he's out here teaching some young souls how to engage in the cool set of basketball. We've got a few good men there, and we're going to ask him if he will to kind of introduce some of the old heads we got out. Hey, Pastor Waller, bring those old heads over here, man. Bring all of them over here. some of the supporters and sponsors out here, these individuals that you've seen last year that's been with the show. I'm talking about you, man. I'm talking bad about you. Come on over here, bud. Come on. I know you got to get back to the door. Yeah, look right there. Look right there in that camera. There you go. There he is. He's guilty. He's the one guilty. Well, give us something if you want to say anything, man.
Well, you know, it's a good thing to see out here on the ground.
Yes, sir.
Out in the real world, that's an everyday fight.
Okay.
And if you don't have the right equipment to fight,
yes, sir.
Fight a losing war.
That's right.
But when you got God on the side.
Watch it now. Don't put you there. You came to preach or what?
I had to sit it like it is, but I remember when I was down here in the woods.
Right.
I didn't have a full college, so I couldn't shoot. So I had to work with what I had.
That's right.
And so we didn't do it. So we used to take time out, come out here and find out that it's a lot of hope.
Absolutely.
Somebody's going to have to see out here and see the city becoming. That's the reason why I'm out here now.
Okay. If you don't mind. It will. Ask these brothers to come and identify themselves. These are good men right here in Nashville. See, some folks, the devil wants you to believe that don't nobody care, that there ain't nobody on my court, but the devil is alive. Hey, brother, y'all come over here for a second. But the devil is alive. I was just telling them that the devil wants folks to believe that we're not on one court, but the devil is alive. Amen. We're holding up our brother's arm here just like Aaron. And Joshua held up Moses in the wilderness. I didn't come to preach, but if y'all know, man, he's going to identify these brothers that are standing in the grievance with him today. The Bible said, I'm in the wilderness all by myself. All right, so we're going to turn it over to you and let you just introduce. We're not putting nobody on front, but we're just going to recognize the brothers being out here for you.
Well, I thank God because he said, well, there's two or three.
That's it.
Together in his name.
What would he do?
Looking at a green say he said, the best part. Well, I see a world we need to be the best.
Yes, man. Sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
yes,
he said, go out into the world and preach the gospel. So I know the gospel is good news.
Right.
And I found out that I have some really good news. I thought I'd come out and share these opportunities.
All right.
These brothers who came out, man, I mean, they made it all work just fine. So I want to talk about.
Give him the speech. Let him put him in the hot seat. Just for a
second.
Now, this cat right here, you got to watch him. You got to keep your eye on him.
Hey.
All right. Just say a little something to
the pastor. We're just out of here doing a little good in the neighborhood.
Amen.
Love your neighbor. Self.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind. I met Brother Ricky. Couple of years ago, great brother, good brother, trying to do some things, getting a present Taylor area. So I'm just coming to hang out, be with him, meet some of the kids, the young people in the area, and just show love. I'm from the country. Mount Julia, Tennessee. But
that ain't all country, man.
But years ago, I worked with the Y. YMCA at Fox Clinic was such a thing.
Wow.
So I have a great affinity for this community.
Got a connection.
And also brought a few brothers with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We used to work together back in the day here in Dodge City over in Mayfield.
Okay.
And I was swinging to them.
Well, these young cats got some hoops out there. They got some handles, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, now, one of the guys we got with us was David Sutter. David Sutter.
Uh-oh.
It's still. And he bought 100.
I asked him. He tried to deny. He was like, Peter, when they said, did you know Christ? He said, I don't know.
Yeah, he's still the leading scorer at
Tobacco
College.
Wow.
You're an all-time 64.
Wow.
We'll get him
on
the hot seat.
That's my alma mater. You would talk about my alma mater. Hey, hey. Alum.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My alma mater. Say something to it, brother. So leading the score, huh?
Yeah, leading the score. Right. I went to graduate from AJ to 92.
Wow.
Not necessarily from the community, but from the community, maybe 4 or 5 miles away, Haynes, Maryland.
Oh, you home.
So,
yeah.
We did a lot of work. At that time, it was 9 of the 15 housing developments in Nashville with the help of Mississippi and the Car War.
Wow.
Service over 5,000 kids and families. So that's why we're comfortable in any environment. That's why we have no problem with going to the front line and giving our time. And that's what we do. We called it through years ago back when people were coming all over the country to see what we were doing. And we thought it was second nature.
Right.
Riding
right.
Kids in the van.
Right?
They come to our program and see what we're doing. They could believe to go to schools and program, HIV/AIDS, conflict resolution, job training.
Right.
We're doing that 3 decades ago.
Right.
See, that's the brainchild of Bill Powell and a lot of other good people.
He backed up real quiet. We about to put him in a hot seat.
That's just what he do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're good, you ain't got to talk about
that's
it.
Right. That's
talk
right.
There you go. So I'm going to talk to him. So he's a mentor, not just to me, but to a lot of other people. There's nothing better than being out in the community. And then a family come up and you say, hey, me and my son,
yeah.
I have a son.
Okay.
And I'm using what you're giving me to put into these kids. My son.
That's it.
That's what we do. That's what's up.
Brother, we appreciate you still being on the battlefield.
Give us a holler, 657-383-0944. We'll be happy to entertain you. Let me make sure we got
in our studio. Yeah, okay. Give us a call there. And pretty much we just enjoy. We got some, you can't see it from our vantage point, but we got some young people out there running reels, shots, and everything else. Little babies around there having a good time right here at Native of Nashville. I'm not, but if you're Native of Nashville, you know that very long, powerful history. Preston Taylor himself was an African-American who made strides in history. One of the first bankers, if I'm not mistaken. In there. Okay, okay. Now, so y'all been hearing, let me make sure we don't turn this off. Y'all been hearing him talk about the skill set and spinning his ball. Here, I'm going to move over a little bit so you can take this. Come on over a little bit. So what I want to do is to give you the listening audience, St. Louis, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, New Orleans. Y'all been tuning in with us. Peoria, Illinois. I want to give y'all Detroit, Michigan. Y'all been tuning in with us. I want to give you an opportunity to see what we've been talking about. Go ahead, Sam. Come on, get in the screen. Okay. Now, there you is. I'm going to turn the floor. I'm going to get out the way.
Who's that on the line? 3072?
Let's see.
Oh, are you supposed to be
No, not just
I just want to take a close screen if you don't mind me doing
that. You got close.
So you got 813 on there?
No, neither one of them on there. Just you and I, right?
Oh, okay. So we have Facebook,
but we have Facebook, about our first live on the
spot.
Okay.
And I do a little something to do. As I was living it, God said, you remember that I instituted one that I said if you didn't like it, you can go back to the one you love the most. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that.
Real clear.
Okay.
So he set me up. And you can be set up and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you can be set up and be caught up,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
for the fans. So when he gave me a chance to experience how it felt to be without drugs in my body, I said, this is different. This is strange.
Right, right.
It didn't feel good at the first point in my life. Just the Lord that this is like, I'm not used to this. I kept on, appreciate it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to accept it. So that's when I said, I remember what he said. I have a half of you, but I'd like to introduce you. And if you don't like it, you can always
go back
to the one you love the most. But I have to do back then. And I wrote my first book, Feel Happy, because I stay happy.
Mm.
Then when I wrote the book, The Flip Side,
mm-hmm.
it was to remind me that it was all because of the flip side that the first book came into business, lives and it changes. And it's a beautiful thing to let people know that there's real hope. One of the hardest things to believe is for a person such as myself to be in the game to just walk away from it like that, right in the midst of all the people. So they had a hard time with that approach. But the good news is that God said to me, Lord said to me, if you wish to go home and tell people what I've done for you.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's a struggle. So I followed the instructions that I went home and told my friends. Those were the first people that I told. But they got a hard time for a minute because they knew I started on the but they got used to it, and some of my friends got through. So to make a long story short, it's been worth it. Real good book. I'm going to say that to you. Real good book. You can find yourself. Chapter in the flip side is the title. Asking a question. Ask the side. The other side. This is the flip side. It's in that.
Okay.
And the second chapter is called I'm Taking a Chance because I believe in the fifth God. Now, the one I love the most is the third chapter when it says I'm heading in another direction. See, when you get on the fifth side, start living a different life, and you realize and believe that this is something that you need to the chance, you found out about it, now you appreciate it so much you just want to tell somebody. Let me turn it back over.
No. You're
in the book of Mark, chapter 5, what it says. Verse 19 says, go home to your friends and tell them what the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And that's the thing. Nobody can see just to tell them. That's what I had to do.
Let me ask you this, Pastor. I know you talked about how the way they perceive themselves, you perceive them to be real.
Yes,
right. Can you make a distinction between 2021, some young cat may not be ruling ground, but may not be aware of greater potential and opportunity. Is there a difference in that challenge for them today than what they do decades ago?
The only difference is that information provided there that my people carry for the lack of knowledge. So there was no information by way of example. There was some information, but the example did match the information. See, I was told myself to not do what I started doing. But the reason why I didn't get a chance to get the information by way of action is that they were doing the very thing they told me not to.
Okay.
That was the good.
Okay.
They meant well, though.
Sure.
So now that I'm doing what I'm doing, I make sure that my talk matches my walk. Tell somebody about how to get free. I think we live in that way.
Right.
That's the difference. Those information.
Okay. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference.
You know, and sometimes people say, man, that's too much. That's a whole lot. But that's desperately what young brothers need is that firm example.
It's good.
Somebody that when they look to them today, they won't be the same when they look to them.
Yeah, that's it.
4 weeks from now, they see them again. They walk in the same straight and narrow path.
Yeah.
And they can say, yeah, I can depend on that.
That's it. stop. The only reason why I say it doesn't stop is because I hadn't got to the flip side. Mm. And so you had to do the same thing over and over and over again. It's called a one-track mind. And if you got that one-track mind, that's where you're going to live. In spite of what you got to do.
I saw you earlier teaching a field test about track.
Oh, yeah.
Young people. And you had, let me say, set up kind of sweet there. So wait a minute now, that's a little clever. That's what I want to ask you about. I want to ask you. Tell me about the trap, that construct, but the trap that too many find themselves prison.
Yeah. In my own community, I was get trapped. The hand bars, that's what a trap is. No, I was. It's my own neighborhood itself. And so, you know, when I think about the trap, having no knowledge of the Word of God, you know, like I couldn't prevent it, you know, but I had to just do what I was doing and just appeal to what I had. But one day I found out that the Word of God says, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 26, it says that when they come to our senses and it states, now the step or the devil has to take a step by him to be clear. Well, this is part of how I got people step. So baby, give us a
now I you all heard him and it's in the pool for young lady. And one day I'm looking for the world to be taken over. Can I get a tip? But I just want to briefly. So you gotta give honor to him on
yeah.
And give this flowers, buddy.
Oh, is
that right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But go ahead, I'm sorry, I just told you. He was here early, but just say Pastor Wallace's sweetheart, his baby, they go to grandbaby. Now the grandbaby wants us to come mom's
back. Yeah, what happened was I had an opportunity as I was growing up and I was caught up into the trap.
Mm.
And as I was being released from it, I remember that her mother, when she discovered that she couldn't handle the baby, and it's lost the baby. And just hand her over to me.
Mm. That's on you.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Praise to be, but she did it. I give God a standing ovation for her doing it now.
Sure.
Because when she gave her to me, she said she would be better with you than she would with me. His word that we it was his move. He had moved, he made. he had some moves that he knew that he could put on the enemy because the enemy had me. So he took the same moves that the enemy had and used it as a footstool.
Okay.
Now that's what the word.
So he knew you had a somewhat of a kinesthetic learning like that.
Oh, yeah.
You can touch
that's
things.
Before you know
you can touch things.
Hey, what are you talking about, man?
Hey,
he's from my heroes, right? Here.
Oh, yeah.
So you saying he knew you had a kinesthetic form of her.
He knew.
And that's how you were going to get the best.
Yeah, he knew.
Wow.
He knew it.
The math speak.
Yeah, he knew it, man. Once I seen the basketball, when I went to get some depth,
mm-hmm.
my focus was on the basketball. And it was on the softball.
Right.
And they ended up going out for recess.
For recess.
Yeah, that's
what?
You know,
explain it to me like I'm 3 years old.
Yeah, I've been captain for many years of my life. And so
okay.
I went to get some help.
Okay.
And it wasn't of my own doing. It was something that the system forced me to do. But remember, God used that system as a footstool to get me to the basketball. So when I got to the facility, it was a man by the name of Lynn Byers. I was nothing about it.
Wow. A great Lynn Byers.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, sir. They were talking about him. I knew nothing about it because I was too busy to speak to my dad. But I learned about it, and they had a couple questions that they asked. And so I wondered, can a person hear his story or who can hear? And it's so easy because the basketball player.
Right.
Yeah, I had been in the streets and been caught up into the heroin game for 20-plus years of my life. And to make a long story short, I heard it. I embraced it, and that's why I walked in. I thank God for how he utilized that basketball situation again, softball I picked up. And so I started playing softball and scored most nice players 4 out of 5 times when I was playing the team. And I wasn't doing it for that purpose. I was doing it to help each other, sure. You know, to keep our foundation.
Right.
And, man, you know, God used those two to draw me close to him. And then he gave me the message to carry to the community. But remember, it's through the basketball and the softball.
Know what he's doing.
Man, I know what to do like this.
I've heard you two verses that rings in my head all the time.
Yeah. Hey, one of us got this.
Well, that one is out there quick.
Yeah.
And it says something about ye shall know. I think it was at an address. John 8:32.
Yeah.
Something about you know something.
What is 8:32 according to the scripture?
What it say? Tell me what it says.
And you shall know the truth.
Not you might.
No, it don't
not
go
you
like
can.
That. No,
not
like
it's okay if you
see,
do it.
There's a lot of that's a traditional thing to this.
Ah.
No, this is an action type of verse right here. This is the one you have to live before you have to walk, before you have to get hard up. And again, it says, St. John chapter 8, verse 22, it says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free.
Oh,
see, I didn't want to just be set. I could set this, but then next thing I know, I could get back to where he quoted to the 31st verse, and it continues in my word.
Well, it would be in what?
Indeed, you are by disciples. In other words, I'm a stranger.
You belong to me.
If you continue.
You belong to
but
me.
If you don't continue, that means that you're wavering.
Okay.
If you're wavering, that means you're grown. I'm all right with knowing
that
I got through that way. I'll take it for you.
One other test. You ain't gonna get off that.
One other test.
I heard you say it all the time. You say all run in a way.
Yeah.
How they go?
Like,
yeah. It's hard to take that from.
It's like when you are dealing with a line of people, and they all have weights that they carry. It doesn't matter what the physical size is, but in this race, it's all about following the instructor because he'll teach you how to do it. So he says, in a race, Paul said, all run.
Some run.
All run.
Every,
no matter
every
what
other
the
person.
Size is, all run.
Just the rich people run.
No, all run. But only one win the prize. Only one.
Come here, babe.
Only one. Win the prize. That's what I love about the scripture when he says, in a race, everybody get in the position. They don't have to worry about how fast or how slow.
You see why?
It just says, all run. That means get in your slot and run at your pace.
Just don't try to do like nobody else.
No, just run at your pace.
Do you.
Some get that sooner than others. But the good news is, run it that you may have seen. That means you're going to win. Going to have good success. overcome what I overcame is not easy to do. Mm. That's not heard of where I came from.
But it's possible.
It is very possible. And the reason why I say it's possible is because of the scripture that I heard. I didn't see it. I heard it. It says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I heard a word one day that says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. So I said, well, I said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, I don't know everything, and I'm not very smart according to what I've learned about my life coming up. But I do know what it means when it says that for with God, I knew I wasn't with him. So the day I heard about that, I got stronger in my walk, in my faith. I said, we would like that to see what happened. I got with them, man, it's true, it's true, they didn't know what I wanted to do, but it's so
bad. He wrecked it.
He said, that boy's bad tricking. He didn't even show me anything.
Okay.
And I was determined, man, that I wanted something that I had never been before. I had never experienced before.
I know you got to get back to the students, Jay.
Yeah.
Last thing. So, all that you're sharing with me, this is driving forth. Guidance that you offer. We hear you all the time on the regular show, and at our 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock hours. So, and you're right out here on these ones.
Yeah. This is what you're doing? This is what I love. You know, so my people on the outside, I know that the middle of the it all, I've done all that I can do to hold on. The only thing I haven't allowed the energy to do. Called me to give up a, now, I've had the attempt, I've been tempted, sure, had a lot of that come my way. Just walk away from them and succeed them without no way to escape. But I thought about how dear God had been to me, and how he had given me a foundation of stuff. The Bible says, according to Romans, chapter 16, verse 25, now for him who is of power. He has power. So when I discovered that he has power,
right.
I wanted to make sure that I played his power. So I needed power. So when he gave me power to hold on and to stand firm out of the community, I could do it unless I had power.
Yes.
To hold them up.
Yes, sir.
So they don't know that I'm holding them up because they just see me in the physical. They don't see me in the spiritual realm about how I had to have power to be able to hold this whole community up because he gave their instructions by way of synergy. Look, you owe the community in a loving way. He showed it to me in the word. That's why I appreciate that I'm a debtor.
I see.
You know,
right.
To the wise and to the unwise.
Right.
No matter if you look like you're wise, you look like you're unwise, I'm just dead. So he gave me that instruction to go out into the world and tell the people what he had done for me. That was the instruction. That was the thing that I had to do. I could have done a whole lot of things.
You'd be doing a lot of things
now. But it wouldn't hold up. So when it comes down to the love, people deserve it, man. You know, they deserve it, brother. Yes, sir. They deserve it, too.
Well, a good friend, a preacher friend of mine said that to help this great time.
Yeah.
So help you this great time.
Amen.
Look here. Thank you. All you have to do is step up. And we appreciate you. Want to encourage you to keep on
yes, sir,
doing what you're doing. Stay on the battle.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the battle.
Yes, keep doing your thing. And I'm just glad to be a part of what you're doing.
Well, we're happy to hear.
You have been faithful. You have been
thank
doing
you.
The thing that's required.
Well, thank you.
You have had callers call in.
So
you know, have their own opinions about a lot of things. But the way this started out, the way this podcast started out, you had the number one thing in order, that is to put God first. And when you put God first, and then you would find later on that some kind of way there'd be some that's going to ease in and try to get you to say God is first. Matter of fact, you don't need God in this at all.
What?
When you have that type of action, it's not because you've done something wrong. It's because the enemy says, if they keep telling people about the good news, then we're going to lose out on things that we're winning.
Uh-oh.
We can't right now.
That's right.
They think they're winning.
That's right.
When the enemy's got the community, it don't seem like it's not going to be a thing. But remember, and I'm going to go over this note. There is a thing that sounds really good, but I wanted the power out of it. I used to hear the church folks say, what is that? What is that? He may not come.
When
you want him to.
That was the old folks used to say.
He's always on time.
Lord,
I grabbed a hold of that because I didn't see it in the West because I didn't have the Bible.
Mm.
But then I held on to it and I started walking it. I kept looking for God every day.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave that church house and that day they go in there.
And you're looking for him.
When I leave out of there, every day I look for him. I said, man, I wasn't thinking what they talked about because he ain't showed up and done anything.
He's done yet.
But the enemy was trying to tell me, stop looking for him. But I did, man. And he showed up on a Friday. I'm glad I wasn't just looking for him.
What's your day? What's your day? His was on a Friday.
Man, look, I don't know what I got to tell.
My Lord.
But you know, I do know the day I got to sleep.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Amen. Okay. It was 1992, January the 31st.
Wow.
From a 20-year addiction from a chemical that told me what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why I was doing it. But now I've been delivered for 29 years. Just because I wasn't looking for on just that one day to perform 50% of the job. I would have missed. So that's what Isaiah 40:31 is all about. They that wait.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was waiting. I'm going to strength. All right. He showed up on a Friday. It's all lined up. I said, I understand it now. All right. So
I know we're on a different time frame.
Maybe that's why some people miss it.
But nonetheless, right. Catch us on Facebook. You can always reach out to us, Pastor Ricky Wallace. This camp is third annual basketball center. Sponsored by New Way Outreach Ministry, where he is the chief executive there. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, 3 p.m. Okay, all right. Pastor Rick Wallace. Not only is he our co-host on Talk Straight here on Blog Talk Radio, but he's also doing all this great work. I want to thank you again. Appreciate you and the debate program. I want to thank you. 498-4669. That's our phone number. Or give us a call at our main number at 866-478-3994. Give us a call then. We'll be happy to entertain you there. Our website is www.dockery.com. Get in touch with us. We're sponsoring this camp because we believe that we thank you again, Facebook, live stream group that assistance has been keeping us with it over the years. We appreciate you there. The Institute we've been talking to. Do get in touch with us. If you have a desire to reach Pastor Wall as well, we'd be happy to pass on information to him there. We work very closely together. As you know, on Tuesday and Thursday night at our regular air time, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, on Tuesday and Thursday. Pastor Wall is usually there with us for the candy as our co-host. Yes, truly is the host. Great time, great time. We're probably going to wrap up our show here very shortly. We're going to go into the studio, see if we have anybody there. And I'm sure that this large is because we find ourselves in a position where we set our hours back, typically. Normally start at 7 p.m. Central Time. So, 9 have been. Last couple of years, but because it's a special broadcast, we need to meet with our campus here. So we're grateful that they're here. Start at 6 o'clock. Those of you that are listening to us, thank you. Those who will listen to this live stream or perhaps blog talk video show afterwards, thank you. We appreciate you, and we value you as a member of our audience. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Rupert Doctor, and you're listening to Talk Strip, our national broadcast. There you go, that's my hero right there. And we appreciate you guys. All right, then. And we appreciate you guys for joining us there. Good folks out there. Just have a good time. Good folks. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and wrap up podcast for the night. They get down over there. I can check this out. They got stuff going on. But we're grateful again for the opportunity to partner. Glad to have these good brothers out. Now, I've been in Nashville 33 years. And I can honestly say that I've been blessed to run into some good brothers at a heart of service. And they're concerned about the six of young men, African Americans, that broke their development and success. These brothers are glad to be able to continue to stay in touch with them, and that they're here along with us supporting Pastor Wallen and his family just that. He would tell you, I don't want to tell the story, done as well in both of his books, but the flip side, as well as still high. He would tell you that there were moments where he have lost into the paper notes, but God, and all of his life. Everything you want. Yes. We thank you again for joining us for this special podcast for Talk Straight with your host, Reverend Dr. Rupert Doctor. Again, we'd like to encourage you to give us a call at the Doctor Agency at 866-478-3694. You can go to our website and check us out. www.doctoryagency.com. We'll be happy to entertain your concerns, your interests, or questions about home insurance, auto insurance, commercial, as well as health. Now, one interesting thing I want to point out before I leave you, and that's the responsible for that is LLC, is that I once was with a captive group, and I discovered that I was limited as to what sort of services and opportunities I can provide to my customers. But now we're in a position to where we can provide multiple opportunities. So you can swear in the driver for your home, your auto, as well as your license. Again, go to www.doctoringagencyllc.com. Check it out. Check it out. We have all there. Trying to lay it out for your food and you should understand. Appreciate that.
What do you say, Doc?
All right. And so we're grateful again for each of you that have joined us and for the opportunity to be here. That being said, we will sign off now and ask that you join us on next Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight, where yours truly is the Factor is the host, and Pastor Wallace is the host.
Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor bare. But all the time, I's been a-climbing on and reaching ladders and turning corners. Sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So boy, don't you turn back. Don't you set on the steps, 'cause you find it's kinda hard. Don't you fall now, for I still going, honey. I still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair.